Hi, and thank you for joining us today for Destigmatizing Urology, an official podcast series from Urology Times. As we all know, stereotypes and misleading information circulate within the field of urology, and these miscommunications can negatively affect doctor-patient counseling and decision-making. This series destigmatizes topics in urology alongside clinical experts to help listeners practice more efficiently and foster better relationships with their patients. I'm your host and Urology Times assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Gio Espinoza. He discusses why clinicians and patients are reluctant to incorporate holistic medicine into their health management and how he believes this will change in the future. Espinoza is a holistic clinician and clinical assistant professor of urology at NYU Langone Health in New York City, New York. What are some of the stigmas associated with lifestyle changes as a form of treatment or prevention of urologic conditions?
So that's a great question, because the stigma, I think, is that in my experience and opinion, I think lifestyle changes is indeed lifestyle medicine. And that's based on, I think there's enough research to suggest that. And I think that we have an opportunity to be more prescriptive with the lifestyle recommendations that we give. So the stigma is that lifestyle medicine is soft medicine. It's not real, right? So it's not surgery, right? Which, thank goodness for surgery, because that saves lives. It's not pharmaceuticals, which, again, thank goodness for that, because that saves lives as well. So I think that's the biggest stigma. I think that belongs as part of the treatment protocol. And I think patients do better overall as a result. I do think that we need to be more prescriptive. You can't say just go exercise. What kind of exercise, how often? I think the prescriptive component is in those details. Same thing with diet, same thing with, you know, sleep, stress management, things like that.
How do you think these stigmas impact the management of patients with urologic conditions, for example, say with prostate cancer?
Prostate cancer is the area that I deal with most, and it's just not really recommended at all. Or if it is, it's very little. Look, the reality is that my conventional medical colleagues don't have the time to have those discussions. It's time consuming. It really is. So, and the other thing is not part of the medical education, which is a problem, right? So I think these type of things need to be taught in medical institutions and medical academic institutions a whole lot more than it is right now. So those are the problems right there. And I do think that there is interest amongst medical school students and even practitioners, but there's no time to either learn about it or prescribe it in a clinical setting.
I agree. There's definitely increasing interest in this topic area, but do you think that's enough to evolve these kind of stigmas over time?
Science, right? So there's a lot of, you know, even lately, right? Men with unactive surveillance that exercise do better outcomes than men that don't. They progress less to more advanced disease than men who don't exercise, right? So there is evidence. I just don't think the evidence will necessarily translate into more physicians recommending lifestyle medicine more, right? So sometimes the idea of a study of a treatment goes into play, and then they get studied and all the research happens. It takes about 17 years on average for that to be applicable. Well, we don't have that time, nor do we need to wait that long. So on the other hand, I think it's changing and it's evolving, because I'm a faculty at NYU. I know my colleagues at other institutions are very interested. I think my job is to help people, teach them how to prescribe it better. That's one of my missions anyway, so that this could be widely available in all urological, oncological institutions.
And so what is the urologist's role in destigmatizing the act of making lifestyle changes to improve or prevent these conditions?
Look, I think they believe in it. Honestly, I'm talking to urologists all the time behind the scenes and even in different podcasts. And so they believe in it. And it's just the system does not allow for there to be a whole lot of talk about anything else than the medical treatments. So if we can convert the disease care component to a healthcare in the true meaning of that word, then I think that it'll be incorporated more. And if it's not the urologist, his medical assistant or his, doesn't have to be the urologist. It could be PA, it could be his nurse practitioner, someone on his team that can give very specific lifestyle advice that will really make a difference.
And so, do you know of any like current research that's underway in this space?
I know research that's published now, there's tons with regards to exercise, with regards to diet, with regards to sleep. There's more research on certain botanicals and nutraceuticals like curcumin and the best use vitamin D. That's always vitamin D is the hot topic across the board. So there's research of that. So there's plenty of research going on right now. There's plenty of research that already exists. So I think that we don't need to necessarily wait for all that research to make recommendations. And again, it's not just recommendations, it's prescriptive recommendations. And you'll monitor the patient's outcome. By prescribing lifestyle medicine, we're looking at the body from a holistic perspective, not just a urological perspective, not just prostate, right? So this has a very nice overall effect and benefit on the whole body. And by doing so, we are treating probably the number one problem in urology that's not a urological condition, which is metabolic syndrome. So by addressing metabolic syndrome, outcomes in most urological conditions improve, particularly cancers, particularly prostate cancer. That's the beauty about, you know, lifestyle medicine, is that not only reduce the risk of not dying from prostate cancer, you reduce the risk of not dying from any disease prematurely.
And lastly, Dr. Gio, is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this topic?
Yeah, I think that the audience should know that there is a movement going on. There is ample interest in lifestyle medicine with regards to particularly prostate cancer. It works. It is medicine. And I think it behooves the audience, the practitioner, to start figuring out how to incorporate it into their practice. Everyone benefits. The practitioner benefits, but most importantly, the patient benefits and their overall survival rate, quality of life, despite the stage of their disease, or even the treatments that they're undergoing, including hormone therapy. I don't see many of the side effects of hormone therapy in my practice. Why? Because they're following a certain lifestyle protocol. Some exceptions, sexual interest or dysfunction happens. No one can do anything about that. And then undergoing hormone therapy, some hot flashes that we can reduce with some of these lifestyle approaches. Acupuncture works well as well. But other than that, they do very well. So I think that big takeaway is let's start incorporating it into our practice.
Be sure to subscribe to Destigmatizing Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest clinical perspectives and practice management advice by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.